score a few points here. Here's Chris Dick with the ball for UBC. 10 on the shot clock. Long cross-court pass outside left here. It's Josh White. Josh looking to pass it off into the corner. Akeem Pierre, one on the shot clock. Got to shoot it, Akeem. His floater is blocked with authority by Miller.
And the referees are saying that the shot clock expired before the block, so it's going to be Titans ball. Kevin Hansen not very happy about that, but he's got a smile on his face as he's complaining to the end referee.
Kyle Watson going to come into the ball game. Akeem Pierre goes to the bench for UBC. They like his effort. They like what he, you know, he's still the true freshman, straight out of high school.
Kevin Hansen giving him a hand slap as he goes off the court, saying, good job there, good aggressive move, just a little bit late, but that wasn't your fault.
Maybe should have taken that three ball. 87-76 here, 4 minutes to go in the game. Cal State looking to make a game out of this one. Lassiter drives, kicks it out Thompson. This three would make it a game. Little off the mark. The tip is no good. Rachel with the board for UBC. Josh White is going to bring it up the floor slowly for the Thunderbirds. Still dribbling with it. Outside left now, here's Chris Dick. Chris leads all scorers with 29 tonight. Looking to drive left baseline. Nice pass to Kyle Watson, goes up, he's fouled.
Ray Miller picking up that one, and Ray Miller is one of the few people on the Titans that doesn't have many fouls. That's only his second personal.
SFU men in action tonight, and they actually lost to Cal State Fullerton 81-78 on this weekend. They took on the Colorado State Rams tonight, 94-66. Colorado State won that ball game.
Well, looking forward to seeing Simon Fraser as well as Trinity Western coming up this season. Simon Fraser, they've got the two bigs. They've got Greg Wallace and Nate Holmes up front. They've got Matt Kuzminski in the backcourt along with Sean Burke. And they've got some pretty good players up there who have had some time, a season to gel. So I'm expecting something from the Clan.
Our next UBC Thunderbird sports broadcast will be next Saturday, 1:30 p.m. pregame, 2 p.m. kickoff. We're back to football next Saturday. UBC, the 0-1 Thunderbirds, trying to rebound after that loss to SFU, which ended SFU's 25-game losing streak. They will be taking on the 1-0 Alberta Golden Bears, who beat SFU last night, ending the Clan's winning streak at 1. Well, when you lose 25 in a row, a winning streak.
A winning streak, yeah. Well, you know, Thunderbirds got to get their act together.
Quickly.
Yeah, very quickly. Can't afford to lose to Alberta. As you were mentioning to me, it gets awful tough after that.
Yeah, the teams, if they lose to Alberta, they will play Manitoba and Regina. Manitoba, their games after that. That's who they play. Manitoba, the defending Vanier Cup champions, were 8-0 last year. Regina was 6-2 last year. So after this, you're taking on two teams that went a combined 14-2 last year. Don't go 0-2 coming into those games. Watson hit both free throws. Now UBC has a turnover. Watson the other way finds a cutting Brett Malish. He gets the lay-in to go. And Doug, I think that might put this game in the bag for UBC. They lead 91-76 with 3:07 to go in the ball game.
Yeah, up by 15 points, a lot more comfortable than the 11-point lead they had a minute ago.
Here's Lassiter looking to take it in the paint, kicks it out. Hard to the hoop is Thompson. Passes tip, goes out of bounds. It will remain Cal State Fullerton basketball. 6 on the shot clock, 2:55 on the game clock. Inbound pass to Streeter. Going to set up three over Chris Dick. Shot's a little short. Flying for that rebound is Kyle Watson. And UBC's going to bring the ball up the floor.
UBC taking a little bit of time bringing it up there. They want to work a little bit of time off the clock.
Chris Dick with the ball for UBC. 50 points combined in the two games this weekend. Behind the back. Finds Malish. Three. Left side. Yes, sir! That gives Brett Malish 14 points in this ball game. I believe all in the second half.
Well, yeah, they are all in the second half.
Thompson, UBC up by 18. Driving to the hoop now. Flaster with the basketball. Takes it from about 7 feet straight on. Misses the shot. Chris Dick with the board for UBC. As there is now 2 minutes to go in the ballgame. 94-76. UBC out in front of a team that made the NCAA tournament last year. Josh White with the basketball. Hard to the hoop. Left court. Chris Dick, open three. Oh, yeah. 32 for Chris Dick. The lead is 21.
You just can't leave him that wide open. There was no one within about 10 feet of him at the corner, at the close corner.
Here's Lassiter for Cal State Fullerton. Looking to drive down the middle. Kicks it out, three ball, a little short. Rebound goes to Fullerton. Lassiter with a three by him. That's a little strong. And Racher with the board for UBC. They can perhaps hit the century mark on this possession. Chris Dick, they're slowing things down now. Chris, alley-oop, oh, behind the back lay-in for Kyle Watson. That was cool. 99-76, Birds out in front.
Kyle Watson back to the basket, just shoveled it, you know, just slammed it back.
Thompson hits the three-pointer for Cal State Fullerton going the other way. UBC lead cut to 20. Three ball Watson off the mark. 45 seconds to go, 99-79 Birds. Layup is good for Fullerton. Shamsuddin hit the shot.
UBC 99-81 lead, 38 seconds remaining, and they're going to see if they can put it over the century mark.
This is probably their last shot. This will be their last shot to get 100. Here's Chris Dick, behind the back, spin move, dumps it to Watson, and they are going to call a charge
offensive
on Chris
foul.
Dick.
Yeah. Yep, offensive foul, Chris Dick.
His first.
Only his first. Could be foul trouble for the Thunderbirds there.
Chris getting up a little gingerly on that one. Timeout on the floor. Chris Dick comes off. 32 points in this ball game for Chris Dick. And what a weekend he had, Doug. 21 last night, 31 tonight against NCAA Division I competition.
Yeah, well, he certainly has made his mark, limping a little bit as he goes over to the bench there. But he's got some time to heal. I think they don't play competitive games until about mid-October now.
Lassiter misses the layup. Reacher with the board for UBC. And I think they can just dribble this one out.
And that's what they're going to do. They're going to leave it at 99. Final score will be 99-81. For the UBC Thunderbirds over Cal State Fullerton.
What a win for the Birds.
The final score,
99-81. UBC defeats Cal State Fullerton. They lost by 11 last night. They won by 18 tonight. Doug, we got to do a very quick post game right now. Quickly, your thoughts on the weekend. Oh, apparently we have some time for a post game.
Floor direction is giving us particularly strange comments now. Let's see if we can get, I don't know, do you want to talk to Chris Dick or Josh White?
Yeah.
We're going to talk to Josh White.
Thoughts on the game, Doug. I thought we were being told to wrap it up. We're still in, it's preseason for us. We're, for me.
Well, I saw the note passed to us saying no post game show.
Yeah, and then it said, yeah.
You know, so anyway, we get to talk about it a little bit. Thunderbirds, really great effort out there tonight. You know, I think they all played very well. We've got four players in double figures. Chris Dick with, I think, 32 or 33 points. I don't know.
32.
32 points, okay. Kyle Watson with 18, Malish with 14, and Matt Ratcher with 11 points. Everybody else, Josh White with 16, so make it five in double figures.
With us right now, one of the two new UBC Thunderbirds. We talked to Akeem Pierre last night. Now we're talking to the UVic Vike transfer, Josh White, 16 points tonight. Josh, You had a very good game last night personally. Team lost by 11. Tonight you had a very good game yourself and a better game for the team.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, kudos to my team. I mean, we only had a few practices and we came out and we just pushed and we hit the shots and we played really well tonight.
Tell us about personally fitting in with UBC. I'm told you've only had one practice with this team or a couple practices so far. I mean, and you go out, you get 10 points last night, 16 tonight. I mean, what's it like running the offense with these guys right now?
Feels good. A couple years ago, you know, these guys were not with me, and I just look forward to playing with them. I mean, it's something new, and I love the atmosphere. I love all the guys, and I'm just looking forward to a great season.
So why did Josh White? Because we watched you in Victoria. You tore this team apart one night in Victoria. I remember that game. You were awesome. You were awesome against them a lot of games there. But there was that one game in Victoria in particular. You won the game. Why'd you come here to UBC?
Well, I'm looking for a new start. I took the year off, and I wanted to clear some things up, and you know, I thought UBC would be a good place to go. I mean, I played against some of the guys. I know the coaches, and it seems like a great place, and I feel like I have a good fit here.
And tell us about this team's performance tonight, though. NCAA Division I competition, a lot of new faces on Cal State Fullerton, but this is a team that made the NCAA tournament last year.
Yeah.
You guys dominated them tonight.
Yeah, it was. I didn't expect to win this much, but I knew we were going to push. I mean, I'm happy that we competed and we played to the best. I mean, for having how many practices we had, I feel it was a really good effort, and kudos to all the guys.
And last night, the first half, you know, not UBC's best basketball, but you really played better the second half onward last night. Was it just the intensity level? Because it seems UBC's played a good quarter, a good game and a half right now.
Yeah. I feel we came out strong in the second half last night, rebounding, pushing the ball, and tonight there was I felt more of a team effort. I mean, we were huddling after every free throw, and I think tonight we played more as a team.
You developing a chemistry with Mr. Chris Dick right now?
Yeah, he's quite the player. I love the guy. He's a stellar performance today on his birthday. Nothing more goes to him. I mean, he's a great player.
Cool. Josh White, newest UBC Thunderbird. Josh, outstanding basketball game for you tonight, and congratulations on the win, and enjoy school starting on Tuesday.
Yep. Thanks.
Thanks a lot, Josh.
Thanks. Thanks, Les. Thanks a lot.
Because they are students, remember.
I can remember. That was a bit far in the past for me. But, it is school starts for the for everybody out here at UBC next week. Used to be, the first week back, you'd get all your cards. They had these little computer cards that they used to give you, and then you had to collect them all, and you'd go in, you'd register. Now it's all done by computers. You do it over the phone. Bring back the old days.
Well, I'd say lousy technology, but you're an engineer.
Yes, I am, but not an electrical or a computer engineer. So,
back to the ball game here, Doug. Guys, we got to mention. First, we'll start with two guys, we got to talk about here who didn't have the best of ball games last night. Both had big games tonight. We'll start with a guy who had 18 points. We talked about him at half. He had a good first half and second half. 18 points in the ball game for Kyle Watson tonight.
Yeah, Kyle Watson was the guy who brought energy to the team with a reckless style of play last year. And, that was certainly absent yesterday. But tonight he came out more of as a free spirit and, really sort of lit up the court as well as the scoreboard. The other guy, of course, Brett Malish, he really was non-existent, didn't score any points yesterday. First half tonight, no points at all, scored all of his points in the second half, and made a contribution to the Thunderbird effort as it looked like the Titans were slowly crawling back in.
All right, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the broadcast. Thanks for so much listening to us this weekend. Next UBC Thunderbird Sporting Broadcast next Saturday, 1:30 p.m. will be our pregame show, 2 p.m. kickoff. UBC Thunderbird men's football team will be taking on the Alberta Golden Bears. I'm Darryl Wiener signing off for Doug Richards, Jeff Sargent, Wilson Wong, and Jason Wang. UBC men's basketball tonight, big win, 99-81 over Cal State Fullerton. I just love saying it, a team that made the NCAA tournament last year before they lost to the Wisconsin Badgers in the first round. Okay, thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody.
The number is 604-822-2487. Or you can call in, or you can internet in. Add me at maxwellsquared@hotmail.com and send your answer that way. Got a pair of free tickets for you to go see Mira Saturday, August 23rd at the Biltmore Cabaret. Just tell me who's doing the song.
Inside CITR Studio One, you're just listening to an abbreviated edition of a repeat broadcast of Mondo Trasho from 3 weeks ago. This is the August 10th show. The next scheduled live show here on CITR 101.9 FM Transcendence coming up at 10 p.m. But for now, as I say, a repeat broadcast of Mondo Trasho from Sunday night, August 10th. Black Lazarus from the pit. Now everyone wants to take us down. I decorate me a blood revealing skin. Enemies, adversaries. Ooh, they try to tear me down. Uh-huh. You want the baby, I'll tell ya. Try to tear me down.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in 5 words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hey, we're back on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Maxwell. Maxwell, not I don't give a fuck.
Just that I didn't think this would A diamond with a sadistic, sick crowd of bastards peeping in the bleachers, and there's two men and no Tim. One is pitching cannonballs, the other is hitting wind, and I've done a lot of training to try to stick to my positions, locked up in the attic. Now I'm falling in love with her, and there's 67 better ways to make some sense. Yeah, whatever. Not on top. Oh.
donuts each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Okay, I think we're done with our little emotional trip back. We're going to play some electro and stuff. You're still listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We just heard a bunch of cool stuff. We heard the Parallels doing Arms to Hold You off their new 7-inch mono. It's called Mono. Herman Dune doing Not on Top. Liz Phair doing Fuckin' Run. Old Liz Phair when she was good. We heard that Mira doing, what was it? Something of a sacred beetle. Gestation of the sacred beetle. Gestation's a hard word. Hey, if I do have another pair of tickets. If you really want to go see Mira, August 23rd, that's a Saturday at the Biltmore Cabaret. She's pretty good. You can just call in now. The number is 604-822-2487. So just call in and I'm going to give the first person who does it a pair of free tickets to go see Mira. It's not very hard, is it? Here's the Frankie Knuckles remix of Hercules and Love Affair. It's Blind. I know everybody else plays this song, but I like this remix. Makes me feel like I'm in a lounge in outer space somewhere, sipping moon cocktails.
You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Mondo Trash Show on CITR 101.9 FM. The next scheduled live broadcast, Transcendence, coming up at 10 p.m. here on 101.9. For now, though, more of a repeat broadcast of Mondo Trash Show from August 10th, as heard here on CITR.
una fine, una fine.
CITR 101.9 FM. This is Transcendence right now. DJ Smiley Mike is throwing up. Maybe he's got diarrhea, the flu, SARS, West Nile virus. He's not feeling so good, so I am bringing you some beats instead tonight. I'm Maxwell Maxwell, and I do Mondo Trash Show from 9 to 10 p.m. on Sundays. So if you're here for some dance music, get ready to dance, I guess. Hopefully. You can call in at 604-822-2487. I don't know if you're mad at me or whatever. I don't know. See, I'm fucking up already. You can hear my cell phone going off in the background. Anyways, wish Smiley Mike a speedy recovery on his website.
Crash it, change it, melt, upgrade. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, crash it.